morning, Audio Boo. After the funny boo of yesterday, I thought it best to have something of a normal boo today. And I just wanted to share with you my plans and prospects for the day at work, because I do have quite a varied job, and it interests me that this time last week, I was stuffing envelopes to raise some money and sending out letters for some fundraising. Today, I have some software to write. I have a database report abstraction utility to code from scratch, which is going to be extraordinary fun. Basically, for the techies among you, I have we use a management information system for our students at the college, and the interface isn't as accessible as it could be, and there are some aspects which are very unfriendly to screen readers, and we have a member of staff who requires reports to be run on a regular basis, but can't actually get to the report screen. So what I'm doing is using a command line tool to export the report data. I think it comes out as CSV. Then I'm going to knock something up which will interpret that CSV file and produce probably an HTML file, which I can then render in Word. The practical upshot of all which will be that she can just click an icon on her desktop and have a specific report in Word for her to read with JAWS and her Braille display. So that's this morning's task at work. And then I have a lesson to teach. We are going to the recording studio to do some... we have working on an audio project where we interviewed a wonderful, well-known author a few month or two back, Marcus Sedgwick, who came to college. And we are now putting together the introduction and linking segments for that recording. So we've got a script, and my student is wonderful and very becoming very capable, and loving, really enjoying the way she's progressing and learning, and hopefully she's getting as much out of it as I am, because I'm enjoying it too. And then this afternoon, after that, I suppose I'll have to finish off this programming job, because it won't be done in a few hours this morning. It's going to be a bit of a tricky one to get right. And I'll also, of course, be answering phones and answering other people's questions as they come up, and enjoying my wonderful lunch, which includes homemade quiche and some mince pie cakes, thanks to Kim, which we had last year at Christmas, and they were amazing, and she's made again. So, the mincemeat cakes, really, with homemade mincemeat, no less. How wonderful is that? So that is my plan for the day at work. And when I come home, well, who knows, Lily is still quite poorly. So it'll probably be curled up on the sofa with a bit of finalised my Christmas shopping. I haven't got much more left to order, actually. A couple of things for Kim. Lily's done. As you can hear, the lorries are about, because it's bin day on a Tuesday. And so they've been taking the rubbish. Last night I assisted with a lecture, Cisco Academy for the Visually Impaired, running an HTML course, and the person in charge of that was unavailable because she was having a granddaughter born, which is quite a good excuse not to be there, really. So I stepped in and helped out the assistant instructor where needed. Not that I needed to, really. Brian was very on the ball, knew exactly what he was doing, but that was interesting. And of course I'm teaching my own course with Kavi soon as well, so that's exciting stuff.